Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Countries in the developing world fear the credit crisis could severely constrain financing for the international commodities trade, jeopardizing a key growth driver at a time when export-dependent economies need it most. Industry watchers say it is unclear at this point how severe an impact the credit crunch will have on commodity trade finance, largely because of a lack of transparency from commercial banks. Today, the World Trade Organization is hosting a meeting with 8 private banks active in international trade finance to assess the situation and to consider remedies. According to the WTO, trade in commodities is equivalent to roughly 30% of all international trade. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 8,428. It's down 265 points. The NASDAQ at 1539, down 41. The S&P 500 is at 872, and it's down almost 27 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Join us tomorrow evening at Krieger's Sports Grill in Taylorville for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tomorrow night, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser will give his look on the weather forecasts. And for panelists to look at the markets, we'll have Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. We'll have Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. And we'll have Greg Johnson of the Andersons. The meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock. No advance registration required for the meeting, and the meeting itself is free. We hope to see you tomorrow night at Krieger's Sports Grill in Taylorville. Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 5:60, down 11. March 5:70, down 14¾. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:10, down 13¼. March 5:29, down 15. July 5:58½, down 14¼. December corn opened at 367½, down 6¾. March 383½, down 8½. May 396½, down 7¼. July 409, down 6. September 417½, down 8. December of 2009, 429, down 10. March of 2010, 444½, down 9¼ on the open. November beans opened at 888, down 20 on the open. January $9, down 16. March 904, down 20½. May 918, down 26¼. July 924, down 18. November of 2009, 918, down 19 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 265, down 450 on the open. January, 265, down 590. December soybean oil opened at 33, down 73 on the open. January, 33.40, down 74. December live cattle opened at 91.70, up 10 on the open. November feeders, 98.20 unchanged. December lean hogs, 56, up 102½ on the open. And February bellies open at 84.50, down 17½ on the open. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Interesting thing, as I've been watching the markets over the last month or so, is how traders are viewing their cup. The cup is not half full anymore. It's either half empty or totally empty, and there's a real fixation on the demand side of the equation, probably to the detriment of looking at the supply side with any real focus. Is that fair to say?
Well, and, you know, there is a certain amount of fear, I've been in the business over 35 years, and there's more fear now than in those 35 years. And there are some bright spots in the economy. Of course, the big oil had good earnings. The big grain companies had pretty good earnings. And it does look like that there was a lot of bad mistakes made by a lot of people, not only private, but some of the best financial institutions in America. And it also seems like some of the world institutions have made some mistakes. But the bright spot, I think, we are hearing some new ideas from Congressman Colin Peterson from Minnesota, basically encouraging the government to increase the blend of ethanol into gasoline, up from 10%, maybe 15 to 20% of ethanol. A lot of people are supporting that idea, and of course we're also seeing reports that big oil, in order to gain some respect, according to the Wall Street Journal, should consider buying some renewable energy companies. It would give them some political clout, and of course we all know that parts of the end users of grain, poultry, ethanol, and some of the cotton merchandisers have been beat up pretty bad. And of course, it emphasizes that, you know, they blame not meeting margin calls and running out of money. So, you know, it brings up reforms that probably government has to take place in the delivery process, and also maybe some reforms on the actual delivery points, and maybe going to the Fed window to meet margin calls under the right circumstances in the future.
All of that being said, the grain markets are really being beat up by the outside market influences, and it doesn't appear to me that those outside influences are going to stabilize themselves in the short term, and by that I mean by perhaps the end of the year. If that is the case, do you think that corn and bean future prices might have to move lower before they move higher?
Well, I want to go a little different angle. During the 35 years, one thing that I've learned very carefully is don't bet against the U.S. Government. It's been in the U.S. Financial system, because they generally can work their way through major problems. We do know that there has been a presidential election, and it seems like, Paulson's basically saying they're basically going to put the big bailout package and looking to broaden the purchases of other problem loans in the system. And with this new landslide Congress and new presidential, there's going to be tons of money flowing into the system, and it does seem like the president elect and the former president are working very closely together. And the good news is that the agricultural system is in pretty good shape to begin with. There's abundant storage. We still have a lot of grain to harvest. There's major problems as far as putting extra bushels in the ground and acres in the ground in South America. And there are some weather problems out there. So and people can get government loans on grain, and so there is a lot of things that, the system can work its way through. And I think the big thing is that if they could pass this E10-plus legislation, it would take an enormous amount of grain in demand and really put a lot of stability into a marketplace that does need a little help. And, of course, energy is one of the problems we've gone through in the last 6 months to a year.
So you're making a case for a sideways market with a higher move.
Well, I think so. And, these things are cheap. We are below the cost of production. And there has been a lot of grain sold this year and next year, as our surveys indicate. So, and the crop insurance should also bring in a lot of money to the producer as well. So this could be a bigger opportunity for investing than being scared, in my opinion.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
That's Paul Cooley with ADM Investor Services, and he is in Oakland, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick on prices in Kansas City. December wheat at 559 down 12. At the Board of Trade, December wheat at 518 down 5 and a quarter. December corn 365 down 9 and a quarter. March 382 down 9 and 3 quarters. July 402 and a quarter down 10 and a half. November beans 884 down 24. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.